You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. Yes, different theme music this time, because we have a very special guest joining us on this edition of Art and Soul, the performing arts. In addition to our usual co-host, local journalist and blogger, Jen McKee. Hello, Jen.
Hi, glad to be here.
We are joined by Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra music director and conductor, Aria Lipsky. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I'll be conducting this interview just...
Absolutely.
Almost opening time now for the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra?
Yes, that's what you heard. It's going to be our opening piece. It's the festive overture by the Russian composer Shostakovich, and we can't wait to open the season. It's a very high-energy, bubbly fanfare, and there is an optional brass ensemble towards the end of the piece, so... We assemble high school students from Huron, Pioneer, and Skyline high schools who are extremely excited to perform with the A2SO. I've never heard this optional ending, so I'm pretty sure we are creating a history here. So we're going to have over 40 brass players on stage, and it's going to be an amazing opening.
Oh, that'll be great. Shostakovich, I just like to say that. And what else do you have coming up?
We have a wonderful pianist join us, internationally known pianist, John Kimwar Parker, and he's going to play the Brahms second piano concerto. And then we're going to have the orchestral suite from the opera Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss.
Sounds interesting and intriguing.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll look forward to that. When is your opening?
Saturday, September 10th.
Saturday, September 10th at 8 p.m. at Hill Auditorium.
I read that this Brahms concerto is one of the most difficult, most challenging pieces of piano music. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Brahms was quite a seasoned pianist, and he wrote it for himself and actually performed it after he wrote it, and it is considered the king of piano concertos of the late 19th century. It doesn't get more difficult, more exciting, and more really feature a great pianist like John Kimwar Parker. I think it's going to be a perfect showcase for him. And the orchestra, it's almost like a symphony for piano and orchestra. So the orchestra has a very, very important part, as opposed to sometimes, you just accompany the pianist.
Right. And it sounds like the Strauss piece is also rather romantic.
Oh, yes. Tell us about that.
The main course for the concert is this orchestral suite from the opera, Der Rosenkavalier, or the Knight of the Rose. It is a glorious virtuosic orchestral showcase which highlights the best moments of the opera, which was composed by Strauss in 1909. The plot of the opera is as silly as most operas.
<It's>, silly?
Yeah, all kinds of funny love stories and things that don't have much in common with reality. It's happening in the 18th century Vienna and revolves around the Marshaline, who is the wife of an army general who has taken a 17-year-old Count Octavian as her lover. And actually, the opening of the piece...
You right on cue, or are we... Was this that on cue or not?
This is the background music of a very hot night that they had together.
Really? Can we hear a little more? So you'll be playing this Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, yeah. And then, you have another story in the opera of the Baron Ox, who is a bumbling old bumpkin and a relative of the Marshaline. And he wants to marry a lovely young Sophie. So the Marshaline suggests Octavian, her lover, as a go-between for the proposal. Big mistake. You can imagine what happens. Octavian falls in love with Sophie, and in the end, the Marshaline gives up Octavian so he and Sophie can be united.
And that's all played out in beautiful music, right?
Oh, absolutely. The music is permeated with exhilarating waltzes and goosebumps moments of extreme romantic beauty. So this will be a wonderful overture to see the opera. If you're not such an opera fan, this is your opportunity
to get a taste of it.
Yeah. So you don't want to miss this concert.
Arie Lipsky is the conductor of the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra. You will have to come back. Sounds like we have a lot more to talk about. But thank you at least for joining us on this part of Art and Soul.
Anytime. Thank you.
And Jen, what else is coming up in town?
Well, in terms of theater offerings, a show called Dear Elizabeth will be starting at Theater Nova and running through September. It's actually drawn from a series of letters between two poets, Robert Lowell and Elizabeth Bishop. And it's a Sarah Rule 2012 play, so it's a relatively new play, but it sounds really interesting. And one of my favorite little musicals, 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, is being put on by the Ann Arbor Civic Theater from September 8th to 11th at the Lydia Mendelson Theater.
I love that show. I saw it on Broadway.
I'm a spelling bee kid, so
are
it
you?
Gets to my heart.
You laugh and you cry, yeah. And it's funny. And
there's a love song about a dictionary. How could you go wrong with that?
Also about books. A lot of people like to read and book.
Yeah, the Carytown Book Fest is coming up on Sunday, September 11th. There's actually several things happening on September 11th this month. It's a packed calendar. But this is a free event. It's from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market area. This year's theme is Travels with Books, and there's lots of great panels. There's book signings. There's a book sale. And this year's writer-in-residence is R.J. Fox. He's a local Huron high school teacher, actually, who published a memoir about traveling to Ukraine to propose to a girl he met once. So it's a very funny, interesting story.
Sounds like an opera.
Indeed, it does. It could be the basis for one.
Oh, UMS has something interesting coming up soon.
Yeah, UMS, they're kicking things off this year with a really unique kind of event. It's called Falling Up and Getting Down, and it showcases this group of professional skateboarders, and there'll be live music and DJs. This is at the Ann Arbor Skate Park at Veterans Memorial Park, and that's also, again, on September 11th at 2:30. It's free, but you do have to pre-register to go to the event at ums.org.
Is it a concert? Is it a show?
I think it's more just a kind of a show to come out and watch these skateboarders do their thing while music kind of accompanies them in the background. It just sounds like a fun day out.
Check it out at ums.org.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the Oscar-winning musician and star of Once?
Yes, Glenn Hansard, being presented by the ARC, the actual concerts at the Michigan Theater. I think most of us know him from the Oscar-winning song Falling Slowly that was featured in Once. He will be playing on September 17th at the Michigan at 7:30.
Lots going on. Mm-hmm. And once again, Arie Lipsky, the director of the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra, thank you so much for sharing the music and everything coming up with you. And Jen McKee, local blogger and journalist, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
My pleasure.